Tiger!
Order, order.
Parliament's received calls for automatic voter registration in order to improve election participation rates. That suggestion came as the Justice and Electoral Committee began its hearing of evidence to its inquiry into the 2014 election, with the idea put forward by Professor Jack Vowles, a sophologist from Victoria University, who recommended an investigation into the possibility of automatic voter registration and its adoption if it is feasible. The call from Professor Vowles came after the Electoral Commission's Electoral Policy Manager, Christina Temmel, outlined to the committee the country's declining enrolment rates.
We note that the number of people not enrolled as a percentage of the total estimated eligible population has been rising significantly over the last three elections and is now 7.4% of voting age people, which is over 250,000 people.
Ms. Temmel said it wasn't just young people not enrolling.
Falling engagement is not just limited to the youth cohort of 18 to 24-year-olds, but is spreading as the electorate ages and is now extending up to the 39-year-olds, suggesting that perhaps what we thought previously, that disengagement was something people grew out of, is that perhaps it's more something that people are growing into.
Ms. Temmel also expressed concerns about the number of people not showing up to vote.
In terms of turnout, there was an increase in 2014 of 2.5%, but turnout was still the second lowest in since universal suffrage was introduced in 1893.
Christina Temmel said voting participation rates should be top of mind for all electoral policy consideration.
But it goes wider and deeper than just changing the Electoral Act, and for that reason the Commission believes that participation needs to become a whole-of-government priority with multi-party support.
The Electoral Commission's Christina Temmel speaking to the Justice and Electoral Committee. Elsewhere and later in the day, during question time, there were more questions for the Minister of Corrections, Pasita Samlotuainga, over trouble at the privately run Mount Eden Corrections Facility. It was Mr. Lotoanga's relationship with Corrections Department bosses that faced scrutiny from Green MP David Clendon.
Given that Corrections produced a report on Fight Club incidents over a year ago, reported on a drop-in incident earlier this year, but the Minister knew nothing about it until last week, will he concede that there is a dysfunctional relationship between him and his department?
Pasita Samlotuainga.
Mr. Speaker, no. I do not believe there is a dysfunctional relationship. But what I can say is that I expressed my disappointment to the department for not elevating that to the Chief Executive and myself.
David Clendon asked when, given the issues at Mount Eden Prison, would the Minister draw the line?
Why is Serco only on notice and not facing immediate cancellation of its contract following the death of a prisoner, a prison riot, video evidence of fight clubs, evidence of manufacture of alcohol and tobacco? Do they actually need to burn Mount Eden Prison down before the Minister
Order.
Will act decisively?
Order. Pasita Samlotuainga.
Well, sir, unlike that party, we believe that there is a process to follow, due process, that there needs to be a review. We need to get to the bottom of the facts around some of the incidents that we've seen in recent days, and then you make the appropriate decisions.
And Mr. Lotoainga also faced this question from New Zealand First's Mahesh Bindra.
Now that he's caught between his own career and Serco's survival, which will he choose?
And the Minister's answer.
Well, I believe in my own career, thank you very much.
And there were more questions for the Minister later from Labour's Kelvin Davis, whose line of questioning was briefly interrupted when Mahesh Bindra again got to his feet with a supplementary question.
Given the number of stuff-ups,
order,
mishaps,
order, order.
The Speaker, David Carter.
I'll give the member one chance to ask his question correctly. If it starts that way, it'll be immediately ruled out of order and the member will have lost his opportunity.
So Mr. Bindra tried again.
Given the number of incidents, mishaps,
order, get the question out quickly, otherwise the member will lose it.
Escapes and even deaths at Serco-run prisons under his watch, what will it take for the Minister to resign? another death in custody?
That question from Mr. Bindra, a former Corrections Department employee, elicited this answer from the Minister.
No, but I understand that the corrections system has improved since that member left the corrections system.
The Minister for Corrections, Paseta Sam Lotoenga. I'm Rhys Lyon, reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.